The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And I'm Jeff, I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
So, to bring up a little bit behind the scenes, and what I can only call kind of a guilty pleasure of mine, in some senses, is your kids got in some big trouble just before the episode started. Right?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Big trouble in Little Jeff Town. So now tell me if you correspond with this, and I'd be curious if any of our gaming dad listeners agree, but I really like hearing when other kids get in trouble. Because it's just like, he's like, my kid is in super trouble. They were awful and they did this. And for me, as a dad, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just my kids. Other kids are bad. Other kids get in trouble. It's not just my stock. Is that a relief that you share? Am I very just a bad person?
Like, no, no, you're not a bad person. Yes, I share in other people's, you know, hard lives. I think it actually goes back to, you know, with, you know, the perfect baby syndrome, right? Like, my kid's an angel, and you know, he eats and sleeps on time and there's no problems, and meanwhile my kid's, you know, kicking off his shoes and throwing a fit in the middle of a aisle at the supermarket or something. Like, I think it's just ingrained in parenting, and you can look over and kind of, you know, give a little nod to someone that's having a hard day, like, been there, like, just like, I feel you, man. Like, this is,
you do you, buddy.
This is what it is. Not perfect. Yeah,
I hate, like, I sincerely wish upon every one of my friends and people I even know, I hope you have the nicest baby, easiest baby possible. Be aware, though, I hate your damn guts if your baby is that easy. It's like, oh, he eats everything and he sleeps on time. Like, we're super rested. I'm like, that's amazing. I'm so happy and I hate you.
I just can't talk to you anymore. Yeah.
So that's a little bit of joy for me to hear that you had a big blow up at the house.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I can lift you up anytime, Trevor. It's all good.
You raise gaming dads raising up gaming dads. Toss us a note if any gaming dads listening, if you have the same type of pleasure. But speaking of blowing up, you know what service is blowing up right now in the world? Game streaming.
It's all
over the place here. We're doing it. Out of nowhere, Amazon launches a game streaming service today. I was completely blindsided. I think you mentioned you'd heard of it as far as it was a code name or they were starting to beta it or something.
Yeah, they had a, it was called Amazon Tempo. And it was a, I don't know, a dark web experiment. I don't know. It was dark something web. That was,
it was called dark web.
Not known to public, at least not in our circles. So yeah, coming out with Luna, change from Tempo to Luna is just, Amazon streaming service for games. Crazy.
I was about to say successful launch. I don't know that I can call it successful. It seems to be going well. I've heard some pretty good things with Microsoft's Game Pass. I guess we could call that successful. Like, it
I would say so. Yeah.
People seem pretty happy with it. So, okay. And that's actually where I do want to start. I want to get into Luna because, to me, that's fascinating. New player in the market. Additionally, really connected to gaming with Twitch. I think that is for me the most fascinating thing by far.
Yep.
And actually how they did some of the tech, I'm super interested in, because I want to break that down. But I did want to talk about my experience with Game Pass.
Okay.
So right off the hop, I will say I'm very happy with it. I'm very excited about it. And I really suggest gaming dads listening to go take a look. The first month right now, it's $1. So you can dip your toe in, and maybe if you don't even intend to keep it, I have no intention of keeping it. I just try the future of where this may go. And I'm being serious. Like, what could this mean? And if you have an Android phone, that's all you need. If you have a PC, great. If you have an Xbox, and of course, Bob's your uncle.
Right.
So it, so I signed on to it. I was fairly excited about it. It sounded pretty good, but actually using the service, really stoked about it. So now, and I can say that too, the best part too, I went through an absolute horror show trying to get this thing set up. It was so bad. So to start off, I signed up for it twice. by accident.
Here's your first problem. You get $2.
Because I had on my tablet and on my mobile phones that I was trying to connect the streaming part. The streaming part is what I was really interested in, because okay. I'm very much at a point where if I don't have to be tied down to a particular system with my limited gaming dad time, that's very beneficial to me. I'm very excited about that type of mobility. Okay. So I really wanted that work on my devices, and I signed up on my computer for it, went over to my device, but my device seemed so locked into a different Microsoft account that I had.
Okay.
I have two. I honestly have an old Hotmail type account that used to be hooked up to my old 360, Xbox 360. And I got kind of like a new Outlook, kind of modern. That's what I do for work. And the two, and never the twains shall meet. So I'd purchased it on the one, and then, but I'd signed into the other one. I got these two conflicting accounts, just horseshit, did not work out whatsoever. So I ended up buying it again.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm looking at the device and I'm like, I just want the damn thing to work. Fine. Right. Yeah. Give me another account for a buck. Let's go. Like, give me some games. Let's happen. But then I'm in this weird back and forth where my computer is not quite synced up with my mobile device as far as the games and the account and the connection of it. So I'm trying to get those two things synced up. So it's one account between my gaming PC. I don't have an Xbox at this stage. My gaming PC and my phone. Okay, finally get that connected. Now we're kind of in good shape.
Okay.
Let me say as a warning, if you don't have an Xbox controller, it's not going to be a good experience. they say they support PlayStation's D4. Not true.
Not really. Okay. It's like that little asterisk. Like, maybe.
I think to give the technical caveat, I believe it's if your Android phone has Android 10.
Okay.
Which at this stage is about 1% of Android phones.
Yeah.
That is like one of the latest versions. Most do not have it. So at this stage, I've been a gamer for quite a while, so I have a lot of controllers. I tried a Logitech, the USB controller I had. Whoa. I tried an Ouya controller connected to my... I take out my Ouya controller and I Bluetooth it to my Android tablet.
Whoa.
To try to connect to my Microsoft account to play some games, to play some Halo. It did not work whatsoever. I'm trying like device after device. I'm trying Bluetooth. I'm trying hardwired in, just the whole thing. And eventually I give up. I end up just getting the Xbox controller, which, you know, to maybe infuriate some people. I'd be curious to hear the audience's take on it. I actually like Xbox's controller more than PlayStation's. I don't know if you have held one of the recent ones?
Not one of the recent ones, but I hear the same conversation out in the Twitter sphere. You know, a lot of people like the Xbox, just how it feels.
It's nice, man. They really kind of, it's a little bit, has less long, like, tendrils, I don't know what you would call it. It's like wings, I suppose.
Wings is a good one. Yeah.
Flaps. It's a beautifully built device. So, and I game on PC, so I was like, okay, I don't mind the purchase of it.
Yeah. Okay.
So finally, it works. Second caveat I run into. This is an important note. This is, if you're going to sign up for the service, I wish they found a way to better explain this to me. My understanding was that I would be at my computer, and, you know, I can actually bring up for those looking at the video. I have the new Xbox app. It has Game Pass, and we're going through, and there's a list here of all games. I bring up this title. Everything here I can just download immediately. Download, play it, off I go.
Right. Okay.
Astroneer, BattleTech, Battlefleet, Bridge Constructor. There's entire Halo. There's a new Battletoads. Can we just anything? This entire thing. I'll say it's really liberating. It's really interesting to look at some of these games and ones that maybe you've wanted to try, ones you've heard about, and all of a sudden it's, yeah, whatever. Tap, wait a little bit, and get to play. Awesome. 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 Right.
Oh, it's got filters too. You can even sort. It's kind of like your Steam library without actually buying any of the games.
Exactly. It's just it's like a Steam library. Look at all these games, except I'm just going to tap this one and play it.
Right.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Now, so, and I'll say just as a quick tiny review, game that I'd seen for quite a while, I really wanted to play Lonely Mountain Downhill.
Yep.
This has got to be one of the most chill, relaxing, yet stressful, happily stressful games for a time of COVID. Because they've nailed like this, it's polygon style with almost like a tilt shift as you try to put a guy down a mountain. The ambience of outside and nature is just so rock solid. It's so relaxing. It's amazing.
Perfect dad game. Oh yeah. Just relax.
Got to try Slay the Spire, which is something I've wanted to try this one for ages. It is right up my alley. Roguelike card based battle. So it's all about kind of, you know, so I've obviously of the dads, I've been the one who's played a little bit of Hearthstone and Magic the Gathering.
A little bit, yeah.
Little just, bit. So.
Just a tiny bit.
Only the first 3 years of my kid's life. Yeah. I mean, now for my kid, this was really cool because he likes to watch a few gamers on YouTube, one of his favorite things. And there's a few actually that are geared towards kids. It's actually Dad and Dad City Gaming. I actually don't mind naming it. Okay. Pretty funny stuff. Him and Kid Flash, they'll play games. One he saw them play was Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. And he adores it. This game is just dumb fun. You place a bunch of people, you place very dumb AI battle people, and based on your placement, then they'll go to war, and if you've placed enough or chosen the right people, they'll win.
Okay. But, so like but the a ability for, stress, or like a strategy game, like basically, like you're setting up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know, so.
Different sides.
So the, so let me hit on that first, and I'll hit on the second part about playing instantly. What I liked about it is that the entire suite of games I can show to my kid. And I think this is where the dad angle kind of comes in. Beyond myself, just like, this is great. It's a library of games. Anything I want to play, hit play. I don't have to worry about cost. Get in, get out. Much more enabling for exploration. With the kid, what's cool is that anything he's seen or anything he kind of thinks is cool, as a dad, I don't have to plop down $40 to find out if he hates it. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah.
So it's like maybe he'll like, man, which game did I try to buy? I'd bought Luigi's Mansion.
Yes.
Picked it up sale, as far as Nintendo sale goes, for like $50-$60.
That's true.
Kid doesn't like it that much. Not really into it. So, well, there goes $60. I mean, I'll still enjoy it, of course, but ultimately, that was a failed experiment, and that's just like cash thrown away. Off you go.
Right.
Now we can together kind of browse the entire library. Anything he sees and he likes, we can just, yeah, sure, of course, bang, I'll just download it.
Yeah, that's actually kind of interesting. Like, now you mentioned browse together with your kid. Does it have like a kid safe, family friendly filter?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you come down here. So as I'm scrolling, we're looking live at my Xbox app on my PC, where I'm recording this from. Recently added most popular. There's a roll the dice option. Hop into a game. That's so kind of random. Fun. Mostly. So at the bottom though is genre, and we have family and kids.
Okay, perfect. There you go.
Like the second one is cluster truck.
Yeah, they'll never know.
It's a little, not quite on board, but okay.
Yeah. See, now that could work where it's just, you know, it appeals to the family side. You know, kids safe, family friendly. And then you yourself can make your own decision with your kids by your side for other more, you know, complex or mature type games.
Yeah, now let me take this one step further, though, because what I think is even better is on the mobile experience. So the main way I've been playing it is I have a fairly decent tablet holding up to video. This makes for a really great audio podcast. But
yeah.
So, you know, here it is on the tablet. What's even better about, and I think this will become the PC eventually too, which would be a really great boon to it, and maybe even this console, but even better on the tablet is the fact that this thing streams it, right?
Oh, okay.
So immediately what happens is that any game that you see on this tablet, tap, does a little bit of loading as far as connecting you to a system, and you're playing. You're not downloading a 20 gig file.
Right.
Just to get into it.
Yeah, you're just going.
Yeah, and the experience that I can relay for that is I saw that, the first time I ever played Battle Simulator, the one we had mentioned before, with my son was actually on the tablet. I had that down in the living room. We just finished dinner, like scrolled through it. He saw it, tap, tap, in it. We're just in a game. On a tablet, okay, on a kitchen table, a little controller. Bam, bam, bam. Everything just connected perfectly. Is this one of those like perfect, everything you would have wanted as far as kind of a gaming family situation all came to pass. It was awesome.
Nice.
Now, the second one was, and this actually kind of relates to a point that's a bit of a negative to it, which I'll get to, is No Man's Sky released a massive update recently. I mean, we could almost have like a whole episode on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the, I mean, where they have actual sandworms in the game now.
Huge update, yeah.
Completely free. Somehow they're still cranking these things out for free. Kudos to that team again. Still amazing. But it showed up on Xbox Game Pass immediately. And also, but I wanted to try it, but as opposed to having to download the full 40 gig game, I took out my tablet first, tapped it, got into the game immediately. Just zoom and play. Now, yes. Immediately is being a bit facetious again. There is this, when you hit play, that has this connection animation as it like connects to the remote system, but
yeah,
still,
yeah,
you, just, still no download installing.
Yeah, but what are we talking about? Like under a minute? Or are we talking like 10 minutes?
No, about a minute or less.
Okay, definitely. So like, again, a patch would take,
yeah,
you know, 30 minutes depending on your connection and the size of the thing, so.
So this is all going on, right? Now the, and this is where, one of the second reasons I wanted to test it was actually because I had a fairly negative experience with other games, specifically.
Okay.
The game saves don't work as you would expect.
So, how do you mean? How is that? Okay.
Yeah. So Xbox had, and I think this is something that'll improve once more games get even more acclimatized to this new reality. But right now, even with an Xbox, you can there's something called Play Anywhere, where if you buy a title, you can have it on your PC, but then you can also have it on your Xbox. It doesn't have a huge amount of games currently supported by this feature, but they do have some. Some things like No Man's Sky, Sea of Thieves, and a few more. And I think they're adding more all the time. But to be clear, not all games support it. And what I've found is that my save for Slay of the Spire, for Lonely Mountains Downhill, the two,
yeah,
those are not supported. So the progress I'd made on my PC for Slay the Spire via my Game Pass did not come over to my mobile experience.
Okay, so that's a... Yeah, I've never heard of that. I assumed that you would pick up and play anywhere because that's kind of the marketing of it, right?
I think that's something that's slowly going to be getting better. Huh. I was worried about it. I'm telling you, even if anybody listening has a different experience, I'd love to hear from you. Because I will say, again, for No Man's Sky, I first did it on mobile. Played a whole bunch. Sorry, not even a whole bunch. I just got to my ship, like did a couple of the missions, saved. I went back to my PC. It synced. So that was perfect. Everything was synced up. But many of my other games don't do that. Halo does, for instance. But Slay the Spire and Downhill and Totally Accurate Battle Simulator do not.
That's interesting.
So it's a bit of a mishmash. And I don't feel that it's very well explained.
Probably not. They were probably gonna shove that under the rug a little bit, but
I really thought it was me. You know what I mean? Like I really thought I was doing something wrong. Let's see, because I think it's called Xbox. But
even if you were doing something wrong, that shouldn't be like it should be an easy enough thing to again play anywhere. So play anywhere once you lock in.
Yeah,
and then start a new game somewhere else.
Yeah. So, you know, it's certainly getting bigger and bigger. And I think it's just a first growing pain. I imagine in a year, it's almost like any new game that comes out, I imagine has this turned on by default.
Like with PS3, I think it was, and Vita, they had crossplay, right? You could download and go, but the saves didn't work the same way. It's just falling into, just as you're explaining it, which it sounds like, you know, again, a great system that can get better, but all this like marketing spin, like everything has its own name. So now I got Game Pass or Game Pass Ultimate, and now I'm looking for the play anywhere function. Do you mean like it's just like is it all or nothing?
Yeah,
or,
and that's like kind, it sort of depends. I mean, if you had a game where progress was really important, and I'll say even like the one that I was playing, Lonely Downhill, because you progress, like you do a run, and if it's fast enough, you unlock some bike parts and different trails, and you know. But then if you want to take that mobile, all of a sudden that progress you've made is done. That makes that game in many ways, unplayable is not the right word, but frustratingly inaccessible might be the way to say it. Because it's like, well, I don't want to be touching this on mobile because I've already done these levels before.
Right.
And you can imagine something like No Man's Sky. Now, to be clear, No Man's Sky is supported. So, I mean, that for me is amazing. The fact that I could be, you know, on the go, play it there, and then if I ever want to have a more rich experience, do it on my PC. But yeah, I think it's growing pain. I think it's temporary. I think it's something we'll fix, but it's something to be aware of.
Yeah. It sounds like they're going to push more for it, right? Like it might just become standard one day where they don't allow it on Game Pass unless it has this play anywhere.
But despite all of that, I'm very, very bullish on this. The launch titles were great. It's really enabling to have such a diverse library of cool things that I've wanted to kind of play for a while. And as far as a dad budget's concerned, like $16 a month to have be able to dip into anything and then eventually have that accessible from anywhere. And I think, and honestly, especially when if you're with your kid, you go to the kids section and the two of you are plopped down on a mobile experience, when you press it, you just start streaming that game immediately as opposed to download, update. That game will always be updated too. And I think, honestly, that's kind of an interesting part as well, like the No Man's Sky update. If I had that installed previously, I mean, that's to be a cliche joke now for gaming dad time as far as like, all right, I finally get an hour to play a game. Oh, yeah. Download, oh no, exactly. I can't play it. In that scenario, you could actually go to the mobile and just stream it. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And again, this is where I think eventually the streaming will come to PC. I've heard that might be the case. So even on your PC, if like you have to do an update, it's like whatever, just stream it. Give me the latest one. Save my time.
Right.
Oh, well. So I am bullish, man. I think it is very interesting. I really encourage any gaming dad. Well, I'll say this. If you can get a hold of an Xbox controller, because it is or if you have a PC and you're happy to just kind of play it on your gaming PC.
Yeah.
Great. So to be clear, that Xbox controller issue only exists on mobile. If you have a gaming PC and you have a controller for gaming PC, you're fine. You're great. Yeah. But the mobile thing is not going to work. But if that being said, if that's the case, like I really suggest you give it a shot for a buck. And I think that mobile gaming with controller, with your kid, having just an entire library the two of you can tap into makes for an awesome value. And it's kind of fun. Even if you don't plan to keep it, it's kind of fun to touch what could be the future of how this would work.
Yeah, like again, if there's no commitment and it's just a dollar for a month just to try it out, and then even a couple months, and you have all these games coming in, and I think like we said before, coming in and leaving depending on what they are, but to come in and test and figure out what your kid kind of likes and new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Roblox on there, so my kids would be disappointed. But God, I hate it. It's Roblox all the time. But no, it looks like a great selection, and even like just the family options, right? So that's something to kind of take into consideration.
So that all leads us into Luna, which why don't you run us through it? Because it just really caught me so off guard. Like I was getting ready for today's episode, then it launched and it was just almost hands in the air. Like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, Amazon just dropped this whole gaming streaming platform, and what it is it again can work with any controller. Maybe there's an asterisk there and it can only work with certain controllers, but they do sell their own at $50 US, I think, that has some, you know, Luna specific buttons, maybe like directly to Twitch or something, right? So something that kind of sells that controller, but it connects directly to the through Wi-Fi to the server, so there's less lag, right? So initially they have, so it's a subscription, $5 a month, I think US again, which supposedly is the cheapest of all the options if there's
Yep.
no promo involved. But right now, all that they're offering in kind of like a beta format is Luna Plus, which is their offering of, I think, of at least 12 games, which includes like Resident Evil 7 and a bunch of other ones I can't really think of right now. I think Assassin's Creed Odyssey is on there, and the new one will be coming, Valhalla. So that offering is there for their Luna Plus channel. But then mentioning channels, there's a Ubisoft channel. So you get all their offerings on a separate channel. So I kind of view this as like, if you have Amazon Prime Video right now, it's the same kind of idea. You pay for Prime, you get video, and then they have channels. So you have your HBO, channel, Stars channel, like all these add-ons that you do have to pay extra per month. So I think this is, they haven't said specifically if Ubisoft is going to charge for their channel, but I could see that this is going that way, where it's more of a cable subscription versus something
Interesting.
like Game Pass, where, it's all in one.
Oh,
So
I hope you're wrong.
I
I
just,
so hope you're
if
wrong.
they follow the, Amazon Prime Video, it's going to be the exact same, and they're going to see if this works, right? It's a different strategy. I think they started off better than Stadia already, because Stadia's problem is that you pay for their platform, then you have to pay for the games.
Yeah, that was w man, that's
So
really, and you never get a physical copy.
never
That's
get a
like
physical
that.
copy. No. And so if they ever go
I've
under,
never
like
heard of
an
anything that's been
Ouya.
more anti-Jeff in my life.
But like with Luna, I'm not sure if they even offer you to purchase the games. I don't even think that's there yet. Or they haven't talked about it. So it might be specifically streaming, only streaming, and if it stays or goes, that's just what you get for that amount of time. So it is an interesting, again, out of left field. There's no like launch date for it yet, but they're already listing like next gen games, so I imagine it's pretty soon.
Like the I've seen some tech reporters, like they got their hands on it, so it's not, and as you sorry, and you mentioned at the Hopper that it was a it was in development, like it had been out there under a code name. So this isn't just fly by night, this is vaporware. Like this is an actual product that has been in people's hands before. I think like the controllers are fascinating to me, especially having gone through what I went through with my controller hell. And I'll say this too, like I had, what was kind of cool is I tried it with my wife's phone. She has an Android device. I wanted to try it on mine, but I have an iOS device, so I was completely out of luck while Microsoft and Apple fight it out. But to I would have to reconnect the Bluetooth to any device I want to play this with, right? So I have to pair it again. And as we all know, Bluetooth pairing works super well, super easy all the time. But as I understand the Luna device, and correct me if I'm wrong, it actually, the Luna device itself connects to Wi-Fi. So the device, the controller does not connect to the device. It connects to your gaming account. So it's, so you are, your screen is showing you what you're doing, but your device is not interacting with your screen. It's going directly to the game, which improves
That's not
latency,
good.
but also means that if you're walking through your house and I'm playing it on first my computer and then on my Mac or TV and then on my Fire Stick and then on my mobile device, I never have to repair, right?
Hopefully. Yeah, that's my understanding as well, that it's just direct, almost like a direct connection, not to the device, but to wherever it's housed. And again, it's Amazon, so these servers are probably what Microsoft's using. I don't know. Like, it's just, they are a big player in this kind of streaming service, and they could just throw money at this if they want to. And who knows what gaming companies kind of think of this. I'm not sure. They seem to be kind of throwing themselves at any kind of streaming service they can, which is interesting.
Yeah, I think the, oh, what was I going to say? There was, what's fascinating too is the fact that this will come out on iOS because they wrote a web app, a progressive web app, which, if you've ever used one on your phone, or maybe you have, you didn't even know, is a progressive web app will install or download like a little icon on your iPhone and you press it and it opens up and it has a few more features, not many, but it is just a web page. So Amazon is bypassing, and in case you hadn't heard, the Microsoft was not allowed on the iOS store. It was largely seen because it kind of competes with their own arcade service, but more that Apple wants a cut of every game, or that wants every game to be A, they want a cut, and B, they want to review each game title.
Yeah,
individually.
So they definitely don't want, well, yeah, they don't want a competition on their platform. And if you're going to be on their platform, they want they want a cut of your subscription. So
for audio listeners, I am making the money symbol
with my hand, which in case you could hear. I completely understand too, right? Like PlayStation's not going to have Game Pass on their consoles, and same with Xbox. They're not going to have PlayStation Now on their consoles. Like, it's kind of like our garden. You come in with our rules, and this is how it is. But good on Amazon to kind of, like, I don't know, work around that and just keep the peace. Like,
well, they worked with the Amazon team in an interview with Engadget about the service. Amazon worked with the Safari team.
Oh,
of Apple. So it wasn't even a particularly hostile or, which is honestly, it's smart, because if they did that and they railroaded them, Apple just makes a tiny tweak of a sudden the whole thing blows up. So it's actually really great to hear they did that, because it's some longstanding benefits to it. I wonder if Microsoft might try the same. See that, they're like, oh, we could do that? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Like, that opens you up to, you know, however many millions of devices that people could play on. So
I hope they sort it out, obviously, for myself. But it's
what is interesting, though, I will mention, just as you're scrolling through the website here, they mentioned simultaneous play with at least two people.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if, as a family, I could buy a subscription here and have, you know, my kid play against me, or, you know, brother against brother, or whatever, and participate.
That is fantastic.
Do you know what I mean? Without dropping however much money on two games or two systems, or one game and share to the other system. Like, that solves a lot of issues in my mind. So
I had not even thought about that. Because at the end of the trailer, like, she, girl who'd been running around as part of the ad, sits down, and there's a second player, I think a brother.
Yeah.
And they're playing together. Jeez, I'd never even thought of it. That is fantastic, because that is definitely a limitation of the service. As far as Microsoft goes, and I think Stadia, it is one player. Like, that's all you got. Man, if you could just have two controllers and be able to sit, like, that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, so that is an interesting twist. So it'd be interesting to kind of see, like, again, different strategy. Like, it's not like Microsoft, I don't think. I think it's, you know, all games are coming in, but, like, the channels portion could be that tiered service versus Game Pass.
And I think what I found interesting too is, like, the Twitch connection is super interesting. The integrations I've heard, it really makes sense that you'd be able to stream from it. It's probably a bit of a weird scenario, but if they fix it, if there was some quick way to tap a button, bam, this thing is streaming. You now have access to their entire library, and it's optimized to stream.
Yeah.
Very cool. The other thing I heard is that if you're watching Twitch and you have this service, and one of your favorite streamers is playing, you know, you see them playing Among Us or Valhalla when it comes out, there's a button. If you have the service, you press it, boom, you're playing that game.
And that kind of solves part of an issue I have with, like, these streaming services coming in, where you can get lost as a game developer, right? If you have this huge library and people just kind of, like, funnel through a few scroll bars and don't really reach you. If you have you know, a gamer playing your game and somebody sees it and immediately they're in to your game, I think that's a good selling point to some of these developers to kind of go that route to advertise, instead of waiting for that, you know, viral share out there. So it's a cool thing to kind of leverage.
Yeah. Now, counterpoint, because I actually think that the one kind of limitation is a game will come up and it's a smaller studio. I'd have to see how the sharing goes. I don't know if the revenue cut is great enough, because maybe it's actually not advantageous, so I'd want to be sensitive to speaking at a turn on that. However, one of the limitations, I think, and especially with, like, a family budget, as we have to think about, is you can't be dropping, like, 20, 30, 40, 30, 40, like, on all these small indie titles, these smaller unknowns, right? And I think you find a lot of people who are sort of stuck in certain veins, as far as, okay, I buy Madden every year, I buy Call of Duty. Like, these are the games I play. And those are kind of like, if for those folks, and even for us, so where we can have a broader access to things, you can just play any of these games.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you anymore. You have access to it already. At some point, there maybe starts to be that exploration. And it's like, all right, let's try something different. Or again, when we're talking to our kids, it's like, well, what do you want to play? And they scroll up and they see Ghost of Tail or Fail, I think I'm seeing here. It's got a cute kind of like mouse character. Never heard of that game.
Yeah.
Right. However, doesn't cost us. I'm already subscribed to service. Yeah, let's give that a play. Right. And hopefully they're getting enough kickback to actually make that worthwhile. So I think slight counterpoint is I think there might be, they'll suffer from the same, their inability to be seen is not hindered any further than it currently is. As far as Steam, you're on page 85. You know what I mean? Because you're,
yeah.
The difference now being is that if they can get a tiny little cut from streaming revenue and people aren't hindered by cost to be able to give it a shot, like maybe it actually surfaces some more diamonds in the rough.
Yeah, like again, it's just like another outlet for people to get into. Now that we're talking about, you know, like library of games everywhere, I'm just wondering if like your kids will get just bored of games quicker. Like, are we just like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like just training them to be like, eh, first hour, next. Like,
yeah, I'm done.
This huge library and you, like they don't sink time into it. Like, I hope that's not the case, but.
There's no more 100%ing
of no, games. No, it's just like, eh, next.
Next.
Too hard.
Yeah, that would be kind of sad, but like, same time, like, I remember when we bought, when we used to buy games, like, it was an event. Like, we talked about this plenty, and I'm sure, like, anybody listening relate of our generation, where it's like, you get your parents to drive you to the game store, like, you get the game, you have the package, you're in the car on the ride home, just consuming the manual, like the sheer event that was getting a game, you know what I mean? Then you had it. And then, so that was your life then for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. But I think the number of games at the time coming out were so less. Like it was, like I count on my hands, like how many games I really played when I was younger, right?
Yeah.
I played a lot. I played games a lot, but ultimately the different games that I played was less, right?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Tony Hawk, Grand Theft Auto 3, Final Fantasy 7, Halo. You know, we can list that now. Like the sheer volume of games that exist, it would be kind of, and how accessible they all are. I mean, Steam, like Summer Games, Steam, a Humble Bundle, picking up 12 games at a time for $1. Streaming services just, now.
Like everything is, piling on the...
Yeah, like, could you see, like... Catalog. Do you see that as a problem, potentially, for your kids, as far as they just don't get into any game, and it becomes very flippant for it, or, like...
I don't think so, actually. Like, now that I, really think of what my kids play, it's Roblox, so that's not... right? But that's a lot of little games inside one platform again. Right, so maybe it is like this. They're just not in the Game Pass kind of world yet, or they're playing big Sony and Nintendo games. So again, just different strategies, because I can't see Nintendo ever doing this for their IPs. There's no way.
Goodness, no. That'd be a real change in
the
landscape for that to happen.
It was how many years before they brought Mario to mobile? So like, even that was scary for them. So I can't see them doing it. Sony, maybe I can see them jumping in. If this works out and this is the way to go, I can see them trying to change gears and try to get back in it. But not Nintendo. So I don't know what it does to kids. I have no, like my kids, again, they're playing, solid games. And then one game that is a bunch of little mini games, which is much like this streaming. So
trying to find. There was this adorable like strategy puzzle. I'm trying to think about even how to, can't remember the name of it, but you were ferrying the dead. It was very story based.
Dead?
What's that?
What? Ferrying the dead? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you would, Where is my browser? Okay. In classic format, I'm going to Google something live. Game. Fairy of the Dead and Tron animation. Spiritfarer. Have you heard about this one?
No. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You might recognize it because, like, I would think, especially you, the illustrator that you are, probably like immediately kind of. So this is on Switch, but it's like multi-platform. So this is on Gamepad, and I got so excited when I saw it because, it's one of those ones where this looks so cool. It looks like such a great narrative. Seems like a ton of fun, but again, like, am I going to drop the $30-$40 for it? I almost wish I could, but amongst everything else that I'm playing, like, it's just probably not going to have time to do it. But here's it on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. And I thought that you'd be able to, like, kind of dive in and experience it. Seems so wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful game. Like, I remember seeing the cover art for it and the initial stages, and then just kind of lost touch with it. And then it came back, and I didn't know it was released. But like you were saying, I would love to drop and support these kind of developers that try out new things and new experiences, but sometimes it's just dad life gets in the way. So it would be good to, you know, test this guy out and play it on Game Pass. And maybe there's statistics around that too, right? Maybe I am helping that by playing their game on these services. I don't know.
Well, I think it'd be the argument that, like, it would be the best if you went to their website and you plopped down money and gave it to them. Like, you know, there's no questioning it. But at the same time, you're not going to. I know. Right. I'm not going to. Just the current mode of how it's gone, just timing didn't work out. I'm not going to buy it. However, the thought that would I at some point give it a try on streaming? I think so. So all of a sudden it's being consumed, it's being used, and you like to think that they get a bit of a kickback from it. So maybe it's, you know, beneficial for it. The reason I had to bring it up, I just wonder if our kids would ever get into, I would want them to get into this type of game.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to have the emotional connection with a game. I want them to have a game that has depth and different emotions other than just excitement and anger.
Yes.
As you get killed again in Fortnite or Roblox, you know? But, I suppose to sum that up, I hope the streaming services to me are incredibly exciting. I'm really enjoying it. I almost hope that's a boon and a good thing for this type of game so that our kids can give it a shot and appreciate it. Like,
it'll do all these services will do what Stadia didn't
die on the vine, like, what do you think?
Failed to do. I agree with you. I think there's a space for these streaming services and see where it goes, and hopefully, you know, those people in connected cities with this infrastructure is probably perfect for them.
Mm-hmm. So we will see. But that's a streaming service. I mean, so to kind of wrap it up, highly recommend for dads, if you have a gaming PC or an Xbox controller, try the Gaming Pass for a buck while they're offering that service. Just touch it, see what it's like.
Yeah.
And otherwise, keep your eye on Luna. Keep your eye on Stadia if it ever figures itself out. PlayStation if it launches, who knows?
That's right.
But the gaming, the game stream future is coming on to us much faster than I think any of us would have anticipated. So keep on top of it, dads.
Yep. That's right.
We'll wrap it up there. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. Do you have any thoughts? Did you have an experience with any of these gaming services? Either did you have thoughts about the new Luna launch, and would you be interested in getting it? Have you been using the Game Pass from Microsoft? Any of the other services? We'd love to hear your thoughts. In the show notes, you will see a link to leave us a message. We're going to be trying to play a few listener messages in each of the shows and get some other dad opinions as we get going here. So take a look for that. Link is in the show notes. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on Spotify, Google Play, Podbean, any of the other podcasting services, iTunes, of course. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can find us on social at Twitter and at Facebook, New Dad Gaming. We'd love for you to connect with us there and you know, sharing our mutual pains as we try to find gaming time amongst raising kids. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, my name is Trevor. I have an Xbox Game Pass. I have a 5-year-old and I have a 3-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and we're streaming right now, so maybe that's all I'm doing right now.
But this is as far as you get.
That's it.
All right. See you next week.
See you.